The guerrilla art group Stohoven, known for their controversial projects and often operating in anonymity, have made a somewhat surprising move. At the end of last year, they opened an official institution, a so-called Institute of Crypto-Anarchy. Situated in a former factory building in Holešovice, the Paralelnipolis, or Parallel World, will serve as a hackerspace, a hub, and a Bitcoin cafe. According to its founders, it will offer the public a possibility to step out of the system. The Stohoven group is known for frequently coming into conflict with the law. The artists first made their mark about a decade ago when they transformed a huge neon heart on Prague Castle into a question mark. A few years later, one of their members was imprisoned after tampering with traffic lights in Prague and changing the traditional red and green signs with figures within various striking or lewd poses. But they became best known for hacking into a live television broadcast with images of a hoax nuclear explosion. Most recently, they sparked controversy with an exhibition which invited the visitors to send text messages to politicians from an untraceable phone. When I met with the group's spokesman, passing under the pseudonym Petr Žilka, I asked him how the idea of establishing an institute emerged.
It's been about 4 or 3 years since we started to cooperate with the hacker scene. This cooperation seemed to be very winning for both sides, and we became very excited and fascinated by all the possibilities that the hackers brought to the group. The hackers became also regular members, and they have pushed us for last 1 or 2 years to establish a new hackerspace in Prague, which would be focused on social and political issues. We were considering where, how, and so, and then we have found absolutely amazing house, and we started to consider something more than hackerspace. We started to think about more of like a social institution. And finally, here it is. That's a house called Parallel Polis.
Let's talk about the title, which is very interesting. It's a term coined by philosopher and Charter 77 signatory Václav Benda. Why have you chosen this title?
We feel ourselves to be Havel's teenagers. That's a shortcut that we use to express our feelings about ourselves and our generation. Václav Benda brought absolutely unique idea called Parallel Polis, which is derived from the movement of Charter 77. And it simply describes what really happened in the decent society in 70s and 80s. And he says that what is growing here is a new parallel society, and it has some basic pillars, and those pillars very basically are the independent education. Another one is freedom of speech, which was regulated, and they have disseminated the information by the means of samizdat and so on. And this idea was grown during communism, but for us, it's more general. We feel that it's a universal concept that we can bring to contemporary times also, because nowadays we can see lots of authoritarian tendencies in society, especially in our virtual lives.
Do you see parallels between the situation then when this term was coined or this idea was established and between the current situation here in the Czech Republic now?
The situation is totally different. We live in a global society. But coincidentally, or I don't know why, we solve similar problems. If you look what's happening on the internet, the freedom of speech is again endangered because states and big corporations really do everything to limit and control the content. They criminalize open government movements such as WikiLeaks and their whistleblowers. So the problems starting to be similar, although the technical and technological means are totally different, and the wave of the authoritarian tendencies paradoxically doesn't go too much from east, but nowadays from west.
How exactly are you going to fight against it? How are you going to function?
The idea of hackerspace is to create an absolutely independent space dedicated to people who search another ways to use new technologies. And that's really strong tool for some social change. Nowadays we can see that many technologies came from hackerspaces and from hackers. Came into everyday life and we use it. And we want to show that there are ways and techniques how to get rid of all the regulations to really enjoy your virtual freedoms. And those are encryption programs, anonymization programs, such as Tor and so on. Press use it a lot, or totalitarian countries, activists use it and so on. And there are other ways how to really grow your freedom. We call it crypto anarchy, because it really brings absolute freedom to others, and it allows you to have anonymous relationships with whoever in the world, and nobody can really step into it. And all the rules that you get in the relationships are just depending on the arrangement of the sites. So that's it.
Aren't you afraid of being associated with hackers who are in many people's minds connected with something negative?
It's very interesting. In 60s and 70s, the hacking had absolutely positive content, because hack was some improvement in technology that allowed some better functioning and so on. Those people who break into the systems and do something wrong, they are called crackers. But given to the media attention, especially to these evil hackers, it has a negative connotation. But the hacker scene is much more wide than just crackers.
We are talking about a hacker space, but your institution is mm-hmm. going to offer more than just this space.
Exactly. We wanted to create something more than just the hacker space. We wanted to create like real parallel structure that allow people to step out of the system we are living in as much as possible, of course. That's why we established also a coffee and library, and also co-working space where you can hire a table and start to work and make your business and so on. And there will be also makerspace, kind of experimental coffee where you can experiment with different technologies such as 3D printer or a laser cut and so on. And this house is example of how it can work. For example, we have closed economics based just on cryptocurrencies. We will not be accepting fiat money. And this is the way how we want to show that it's really possible to start living like that, that you can minimalize the influence of state and laws.
So if I want to visit your institution and have a coffee, I don't have any bitcoins. What can I do? Can I still come?
We call ourselves Embassy of Crypto Anarchy, which means that we will provide service to the people, how they can apply technologies, and we will show simple ways how to start. For example, yesterday we received paper wallets printer. Paper wallet is a technology that allows you to make Bitcoin transactions without any smart technology. If you don't have smartphone or computer or iPad or whatever, you just need this piece of paper, which we make for you, and it allows you to use Bitcoins and make the trades. There will be people who will make the exchange and so on. So when you come, it doesn't matter that you don't have any Bitcoins and no experiences, we'll show you everything.
The title Paralelny Polis suggests that you don't want to be dependent on state, but you have to be funded somehow. So how did you solve this problem?
Our principle is that we are state-free and we don't accept any grants or public foundations or whatever. So we were searching for other model of how to finance it, because it's really costly. We have to pay the rents and energies and so on. And I've brought the idea of board of directors from American NGOs. When you are funding or establishing new NGO, you are collecting people who have some good reputation and they got some spare money, and they want to support this project with their personality and experiences, and they pay for membership in the board of directors. And the principle is that the amount is equal for everybody.
Do these people have any decisive power?
We decided not to really follow the idea of directors because they have some executive rights. We decided that we will not give any executive rights, so we call it board of partners, and the partners can make advices, but they cannot decide about the funding, about who is the director of the association and so on.
Finally, your group Stohoven has become known through various subversive activities. Mm-hmm. This is the first time you are sort of institutionalized and mm-hmm. official. Why this change?
Well, it's a development. The group has operated since 2003. It's more than 10 years. And we are developing on one side as a group and on other side as personalities. And we cannot do these guerrilla public space actions with covered faces, these youth actions, and the institutionalization was a natural step that he had to go through and to somehow articulate. But we always work with some ambivalency, controversy, and so on. And that's why we established hackerspace called Institute of Crypto Anarchy, which is ambivalent in itself.